Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 38 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the 10-minute podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. You add the ones you love to your own streaming playlists. You rock out all week, and the next week, we repeat. I love hearing that Rockin' to the Dance Floor song come on, and I get that feeling of cracking open a fresh new can of the Hook Blast Podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you know I've been experimenting a little bit this season with the podcast format. This podcast actually started back in 2015 as a little internal project at Music X-Ray to showcase some of the music that industry professionals were licensing for their projects. This podcast's audience was primarily composed, if I may, of musicians and music industry professionals. We made 18 episodes and then parked the show for a year and a half, and then came back in late 2017 and made three more episodes and called those season two. But this year, when I started thinking about bringing the show back, I was just going to pick up where we left off, so I called it season three. But in the intervening years, the podcast landscape has evolved a lot, and it made a lot of sense to begin shaping the show to a broader audience of music fans. But as I've pointed out on previous episodes, I'm not the best podcast host. I'm just the best one we can afford. You know, so level in with you. I don't really know what I'm doing when it comes to podcasting. Well, not just when it comes to podcasting, but I don't want to get off topic, and there are doors I probably shouldn't open on this podcast. But what I do love about the podcast format is it's very forgiving. I've been learning, and there's a close enough direct relationship with the audience to incorporate feedback very quickly. And as I've been finding my groove, I've reinforced the team, so the incremental improvements to the show are due to the hard work and talent of others. As you know, all songs on this podcast are used with permission from the rights holders, and that means there are legal documents. So this show has legal counsel in John Benemerito here in New York City. Courtney Miner curates the show using Music X-Ray from Los Angeles, and Jesse McCoy compiles, edits, and produces the audio and video in Pueblo, Colorado. And that's my reminder to tell you that for most of this season, we've been quietly producing a video version of this podcast. Of course, if you're watching it, it's pretty safe to say you already know that. But if you'd like to see it, head over to YouTube or to hookblast.com and click into this or any recent episode, and you can see it there. All right, so that's probably enough yapping from me, but before we jump into today's hooks, I want to remind everyone in the United States that if you haven't already, go vote. This election on November 3rd, and in many states, they're allowing early voting. This election is so important. You can't complain about your government, which includes your healthcare, the cost of your education, the protections you get as employees. You can't complain about these things if you don't go vote. And there may be lines, so plan your vote. Go to iwillvote.com. And it's really easy to go. You can get all of your local voting information, like where to go and what you're going to need and so forth. All right. Now, let's jump into today's hooks. First up, this is a song inspired by video games. This artist, Sean Holshart, says that the idea of relegating one's mind to artificial parameters in pursuit of entertainment is a uniquely human experience, one so many of us enjoy. He goes on to say, games can be fun and frustrating all at once, and I find it fascinating. This song goes out to anyone who couldn't wait to get their hands on the latest gaming hardware or software. This is Push Start. Let's play by your rules. Know how to start and fight. Something I wanna try. Can you play me? Can you play me? Don't mistake me. There's someone who can hold it together and not get angry. Let's play by your rules. Let's play by your rules. That's Push Start by Sean Holshart. He says he's into the Chemical Brothers and Black Audio and hopes this song resonates with listeners who like those acts. Coming up behind that, we have Emmanuel Carlos St. Omer. His song features Mason Blue, and it's called Blame Me. Emmanuel Carlos says it's written from a place where people get too relaxed or complacent in their relationships or too consumed with work, that they absentmindedly neglect the little things which mean so much in the beginning to their partners, the things that keep the fire burning. It can lead to breakups if we're not careful. So, he continues, before it's too late, accept the blame and fix it. This is Blame Me.
Before feelings even turn to hate, I just wanna set the record straight. Blame me for being late on an anniversary day. For the times you dress so fine, but I forgot to say.
Emmanuel Carlos St. Omer got his start by entering various international songwriting competitions. He's from St. Lucia, and he either won those or made it to the finals. And for his part, Mason Blue has performed alongside artists such as Mark Ronson and Connor Maynard.
It's all around me. I know it's here, like a magnet, it draws me.
Steve Knuckles was inspired by his wife to write this song called Something About Your Love.
I'm captivated, can't you tell? It's got me in an endless spell.
The song has a Brad Paisley or Tim McGraw kind of feel to it, doesn't it? That's Something About Your Love by Steve Knuckles.
I never do anything just 'cause somebody says so. And when somebody says let's dance, I generally say no. But there was something in your smile.
And this song was written by Neil Patrick. He calls it Country Jitterbug. It's a bit of a carefree throwback song.
And when the song was over, you said, how about one more? And there was something in your smile that made me say, all right.
And welcome to the back half of episode 38 of the Hook Blast podcast. Last week, I confirmed with you that you can listen to the latest episode by asking your Google Home to play it. Now I've confirmed you can do the same with Apple HomePod. You can just ask Siri to play the latest episode of the Hook Blast podcast, and that should do the trick. And here comes our next hook. I think this is our third artist this season to be showcased on the show twice. A couple episodes back, you may remember Ava Heatley's song called Party. If you don't, go back. It's an amazing song. Well, she's back with this piano-driven, sentimental song called Beautiful Terrifying, and it has a bit of a Sarah Bareilles feel to it. She wrote this song about being a singer-songwriter in New York City.
We're living off frozen dinners and boxes of white wine. I'm hardly sleeping at night, and I'm hardly awake half the time. I've got this list in my things I blame. All the ways we're changing, and all the ways we'll always be the same. It's beautiful, it's terrifying. It's beautiful, it's terrifying. It's beautiful, it's. We wear our hearts on our sleeves, sewn into denim jackets. We look good with anything, and people seem to like it. When I feel a little low, I put you on my radio, and I wonder if you know you're the song that always brings me home. It's beautiful, it's terrifying, it's beautiful, it's.
All right, pulling up the last spot here on the Hook Blast podcast is Never Ever. This is Tim Tucker featuring Michelle Malone.
Well, let my mouth sing you. Let the song amphetamine you. And I won't never, ever, never, ever let you go. This music may redeem you. Let me marry Magdalene you. And I won't never, ever, never, ever let you go. I'd like to write you pretty songs. If you let me tag along. Wanna hear every little word your lips have to say.
What a fun song. Tim Tucker says he just started playing a simple 1-4-5 progression on the guitar, opened his mouth, and the lyrics started coming right out. He says he was able to complete that whole song in about 15 minutes. And that's how some of the best ones are done. All right, you know the rest. That's all the time we have for today's episode 38 of the Hook Blast podcast. To find the full versions of the songs you hear on the show, visit hookblast.com. There you will find our playlists on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and YouTube. In addition to the playlists of the songs you hear on the show, you'll find my playlists for catchy country, catchy pop, with some of the best songs pulled straight from the charts. You can grab songs from my playlists and add them to yours, or just subscribe to mine. Share this podcast with a friend who can use some great new music in their life. You know who I'm talking about. And I'll catch you back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.